Salutations and happy new year. Sorry for the long pause in between episodes. I took some time off for the holidays and glad you're back. So I just wanted to say thanks for listening to my skin and nutrition talk, Eat Your Way to Better Skin podcast. My name is Kitty Marshall. I'm a certified medical esthetician, acne specialist, functional nutrition counselor, holistic chef, and integrative nutrition health coach. I'm located in Western Canada. Your skin is a two-sided organ and a reflection of your life story. It reflects the quality of your diet, lifestyle, and well-being. Your gut microbiome communicates with your skin via the gut-skin axis, which directly influences your appearance. Empower yourself to heal your body from the inside out. Learn which foods nourish you and which foods rob you of your health and vitality. Help your body detoxify and heal your gut. True skin transformation is only possible when we work from within. Today's topic is going to be an introduction to intuitive eating. Intuitive eating is an approach to food that strongly emphasizes listening to your body. At its core, intuitive eating involves letting your innate hunger and satiety cues guide your food choices rather than strictly sticking to a restrictive diet regimen. By tuning into what your body craves and paying attention to how you feel after consuming different foods, you can clearly understand what nutrients your body needs to stay healthy, energetic, and well-nourished. For many people, intuitive eating is a powerful tool for getting back in touch with their inner wisdom around food, fostering a healthier physical and emotional habits. Whether you're looking for sustained weight loss or wish to achieve overall better health, intuitive eating may be just the right approach for you. If you're interested in learning how to eat intuitively, here are five steps to get you started. One, get rid of the good and bad food labels. One of the first steps to eating intuitively is getting rid of the good-bad dichotomy, which when it comes to food. This black and white thinking sets you up for a restrictive all or nothing mindset that can be difficult to break free from. Instead of labeling certain foods as good or bad, try to think of them in terms of how they make you feel. For example, if you know that eating sugary foods makes you feel sluggish and lethargic, you might want to limit them in favor of foods that make you feel more energized and alert. Number two, honor your hunger cues. Another important step in intuitive eating is learning to listen to your hunger cues. This means letting go of the idea that there is a right time to eat or what you should only eat when you're hungry. If you're hungry, feed yourself. Whether it's a small balanced snack to hold you to your next meal or a second breakfast after your first one didn't cut it, listen to what your body is asking for and provide it with nutrients. Three, make peace with food. To learn how to eat intuitively, making peace with food is essential. This means permitting yourself to eat whatever you want without guilt or shame. It might sound counterintuitive, but often when we try to restrict ourselves, we end up overeating or binging on the foods we were trying to avoid in the first place. When we make peace with food, we take away its power and allow ourselves to eat without stress or anxiety. Four, respect your fullness cues. In addition to honoring your hunger cues, it's also important to respect your fullness cues. This means listening to your body when it's telling you it's had enough to eat. It can be helpful to think of fullness on a scale of 1 to 10. with one being starved and two being stuffed. Aiming for a 5 or 6 will help ensure you're neither too full nor too hungry. 5, all foods fit. Last but not least, remember that all foods fit into an intuitive eating approach. There are no forbidden foods when it comes to intuitive eating. It's all about listening to your body and giving it what it wants, needs at the moment. If you're craving something specific, go ahead and have it. These tips will allow you to foster a healthy relationship with food in a way that puts you in the driver's seat, feeling empowered and confident in how to fuel your body well. I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Please visit my website for the latest in omnivore and plant-based healthy recipes. Sign up for my newsletter, book a skin or nutrition consultation, or purchase one of my health courses at mebykatie.com. I just launched a new program this year called Awaken Your Wellness. Each month we'll have a new topic on health and nutrition with some skin tips. It also comes with recipes for that month. You also get to join a community of other like-minded individuals who are going through the same challenges in trying to live healthy, eat healthy, be mindful, balance blood sugars, balance hormones. So have a look. It'll be under the Work With Me section on my website. So I hope everybody has a great day, and we will chat soon. Take care.